Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and general jackassery. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Email is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Zach did farm chores as a kid.
Yep.
Dad had a farm. Mm-hmm. Nate says, I also spent summers hoeing beans known as roguing. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Looking back now, not sure how smart it was to give a group of 13 to 15-year-olds machetes and let them loose in a field. Yeah. I did it for 3 summers. No appendages were lost. Yeah, I think farmers are the biggest violators of child labor laws.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
I went to the emergency room a couple times.
Really?
Because we had bean hooks, which are like mini scythes, you know, like just like long sticks with like a very sharp razor at the edge.
Right.
Like I'd cut my legs up on accident. Yeah.
I think Christy did about a day of shucking corn.
Mm. I was always told detasseling corn was brutal work as well.
Well, the corn leaves.
Yeah, we kids, we did that or whatever, every day.
Yeah,
that's what I got from my parents.
Old, I worked every day.
They would cut you. The corn can cut you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kids today don't detassel corn. That's an old guy talk, you know. They should get in the fields like I had to.
No, they don't need to be in the fields, you know. Nick Lachey was on a flight with his ex-wife, Jessica Simpson. They were on the same flight to Hawaii, I guess probably out of L.A., and they hadn't seen each other in 20 years.
I wish we would have had this story last week.
Yeah.
Because Josh Schneid has a good Jessica Simpson story.
Yeah, he cropped us.
Best Jessica Simpson story.
He cropped us in first class.
Because Nick Lachey is a Cincinnati guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that was the connection. That's why she was on the same flight as he.
No.
With Josh.
That was back in the day. It's been 20 years. But he hadn't seen her in 20 years after the divorce. And they both have families now. But they were also both of them were on the plane with their families. So I guess during that 6 hours, they did talk a little bit. And they didn't fight. That's 20 years.
Yeah.
But he's got, who's married to some hottie? What's her name?
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Manillo was her original name. Now she's just Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah, because I think they live in Hawaii. She's on that. She's on Hawaii 5-0, isn't she, or something like that?
Yeah.
Or CSI Hawaii. I think she's on one of those, right?
One of them.
Yeah. But I thought Jessica Simpson was divorced again.
I think she is.
I don't know.
I thought she was married to some ex-football player for a while.
Yeah, they are divorced.
I thought they broke up.
Yeah, she has a new guy now.
But they didn't.
Oh,
but,
separation, yeah. But, in 2025 from football player Eric Johnson, NFL player, ex-NFL player.
But Nick and Jessica didn't have any kids together or anything.
No, they never
so
did.
They didn't have any reason to talk for 20 years.
Sure.
You know? Oh, I know that.
They got divorced and they went their separate ways.
And he hadn't seen her in 20 years. Never even ran into her. But now they're on the same plane.
Be a little awkward. I'm sure they were all sitting in first class, and there was just no getting around it.
Yeah,
but they had a nice conversation, it says here, so it's really not that big a story, but, you know, he didn't walk by and say, bitch, or
fart on her like Josh
or
Sneed.
Dick, right? Yeah. Josh Sneed would have been, so Josh Sneed was on a plane with Jessica Simpson once and crop dusted her, and he saw her, like, holding her nose. Wasn't she like behind them getting out of the plane?
Something like that.
I think this was when they were getting on. Like she was already seated in first class and, you know, the commoners are walking by.
Right.
And
we know what Josh Sneed's diet's like. So,
yeah. Me too. Yeah. We just talked about it.
By his own admission. Yeah. He crop dusted her. I think he did it on purpose too, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. I want to fart in your general direction.
Life's all about seizing opportunities.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, him and Nick Lachey are buddies.
They're
now.
Buds, yeah.
Yeah,
they're total buds.
Him and Scott Lachey are both Cincinnati boys, aren't they? Whatever the brother's name is.
Oh, I read another famous Scott. You know, we always talk about people when you're adjacent and you get this guy didn't get in any trouble, but he died. Jeff Probst, you know, the guy that hosts
Survivor.
Survivor.
His brother died. I was going to send you this the other day. And it was a sad story. The family released it. Guess what his brother's name is?
Scott.
He's Scott Probst. He's Scott Probst, right?
The less famous Probst brother.
Where did that start on our show?
Scott Favre.
That's right.
And then every less famous brother just became Scott.
Scott, right. Yeah, that's where that came from.
I think there was more than one example.
It seemed like there was a trend for a little bit.
Yeah, that's
why
we
that.
There must have been.
That's why we kind of latched onto it.
But Scott Favre was the first one.
Yeah.
I remember.
Is that where it was originally, Scott Favre? Okay.
Yeah.
It's improv finding the game.
Yeah.
So Nick, did they just work around this guy?
Oh,
Amazon worker dies on warehouse floor. Colleagues continue working around his body. Let's get back to work.
Didn't we do this story a couple of weeks ago?
No, this is April 15th, 2026.
I think we talked about it.
Did we talk about it?
I'm pretty sure it happened. Was it in Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We read it? I don't think we did it.
No, I'm certain we did.
Okay. Just turn around and not look.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ignore the dead guy.
Yeah.
And keep working.
Package had to be delivered, right?
Yeah.
Wait, the orders don't stop just because that guy died.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why my salsa delivery was delayed.
You said one day delivery.
I know. Now three? What is this?
It is weird though with Amazon when sometimes, because most Amazon stuff's pretty much the next day, maybe 2 days. And sometimes you order something, they'll go, it's next Monday. You go, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we all get spoiled that way?
Yeah.
Hey.
I've got Prime. What's going on?
We didn't get is, were there any repercussions because of this? Or was it just Amazon being Amazon?
I don't know. It's got to be illegal to keep working around the dead guy.
You would think a lawsuit would be...
How'd he die?
He collapsed.
Right. He just collapsed.
46-year-old dude.
That was it? Only 46?
He was worked to death.
Those guys work their ass off with those things, don't they? I haven't seen any. Didn't you train for that like for one day, right, Nick?
I went to one night of the orientation, and after they took you around to be like, hey, this is the place, I saw people just, standing there and like moving from one. I was like, there's no way I can't do this for 8 minutes.
Right.
This is a 10, 12 hour shift? Like, that's crazy.
And I remember your plan was to work all night, then come in here and sleep all day. Yeah, that was not going to work.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
He was a tote runner, whatever that is. I suppose they bring the
way back
totes around. Cardiac arrest. Employers alleged a manager instructed them to not look, return to work.
What if you were his friend?
Oh, there was a coworker trying to save him performing CPR.
What if you were his friend? You don't need to keep working.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be like, you can go home for the day.
Yeah, if you were like his best friend and you're working with him or just one of your partners at work and you like the guy and you're talking to him and he just drops dead, you can't keep working.
Sounds like it's more of a if he dies, he dies type of situation.
Right.
We're family here. Don't look at your dead brother.
Keep working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Oregon OSHA determined the incident was not work-related because he died of cardiac arrest.
Well, I get that, but they should let the other people not go to work or stay there, you know?
Yeah. At least be human about the situation.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
But like Zach said, there were orders in that had already been promised same-day delivery, and damn it, if you tell me it's going to be there same day, I need it.
Well, we all see that meme. You die, your job's is being posted the next day.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Wendy's sign, RIP, Matt, like now hiring.
Right. I love those signs. I love those signs. Yeah, I did see that. Was that a Wendy's sign?
At some fast food place,
yeah.
I think I imagine it's real. I think that's been around longer than AI.
Yeah. Do you think it has been? But somebody actually put the letters up there. RIP Matt, now hiring. You're right. Some jackass manager said that's cool. We need somebody.
Yeah. And I have caught myself. I've gotten mad, like if it's not same day delivery.
I know, isn't that stupid?
I've ordered something in the morning and it's been there that afternoon,
right?
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, and it's probably
wait a day, right?
It's probably why people are dying at Amazon. I feel a little bit bad about it sometimes.
Yeah,
but I don't ask for same day delivery. They just say, oh, it'll be there tonight.
It is impressive.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I saw, I know sometimes, like Todd, you said you and Christy were trying not to use it as much because of the oligarch crap.
Yeah.
It's so tough not to, and so convenient.
Oh, yeah, it's just unavoidable at times.
Right. Sometimes it's the only place you can find the thing you're looking for.
Yeah. That's true, too. Plus.
Like I needed a set of brushes to clean my bong the other day. Right? They were all... I'm not going to drive around town looking for that.
Right.
Yeah, click, click. Oh, there's a set for $6. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next day delivery.
Right.
Bong brushes? We got those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw a story about, because you said the same thing about, one of the reasons you only go to Walmart is because they don't really, they're not. They don't really care that much.
Yeah,
right.
It's,
well, that,
it's
that,
just Walmart.
That's main part, yeah. Right.
But
yeah.
That's the only place to get your latte or taco shells, right. From what I understand.
Are they good, by the way? I could try one of those, man.
You should. They're thin.
Have you been back to Walmart, though?
I haven't. But, you know, yeah, I guess you can get them delivered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Christy goes to Walmart once in a while for dog stuff.
Yeah.
And I do have a box that I've been saving for a special occasion, but I guess I don't really need to save
them
now.
Yeah, you can stop saving them. They're back on the market.
Yeah, they are available.
Just eat them, man.
Yeah, what you might want to do is get a new box to see if they're still up to the same standard before you exhaust your current supply.
That's a good
idea. Oh, yeah.
That is
quality control.
Yep. Excellent idea.
Well, it's Nick. He knows that.
If in fact, they have changed. You know, because it's not the same
company. Before you exhaust your box.
I believe General Mills makes them now.
Yeah, you don't want new La Tierra taco shells. You want the original, man.
They sound good, man. I'll have to try and get some. You know? But that means I have to go to Walmart, right?
They're thin and crispy.
And
if you cook them, you put them in the oven for a few minutes, the oils will come out.
You described this really well.
Enhances the flavor even a little bit more.
Look at his face.
It's almost almost sexual the way he does it.
And then
the oils come out.
Yeah. Yeah, out of his pants.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Use that. We don't use that in improv, Tyler. We don't use that improv. No jokes.
Right.
Let's keep the oil the pants jokes.
Hey-o would be acknowledging a punchline.
We'll have no jokes on this program.
Right.
Zach Peterson's with us.
Hi.
He's out. Where are you out again, Zach?
Warehouse tomorrow. Dirty Hands Brewing in O'Neill, Nebraska on Saturday.
I love the name of that place. Dirty Hands Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I like that.
Prairie Pines Nature Reserve in Lincoln on Sunday.
All right. And Nick still doesn't miss comedy, right, Nick?
Not at all.
I know. Yeah. At all.
Nope.
All right. We had Dan Soder in. He's a funny boy.
This is fun. But not like, man, O'Neill sounds fun.
Come on back.